proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast about Jewish life and practice. Jewish tradition relates that Judaism rests upon three pillars: prayer, known as tefillah; repentance, called teshuvah; and charity, referred to as tzedakah. This session contains the first part of a two-part series about prayer from a Jewish perspective. According to the Talmud, prayer constitutes an integral part of Jewish life. The Hebrew word for prayer, tefillah, has close linguistic connections with the verb palal, which means to judge. Some Jewish commentators equate prayer to God with the concept of self-judgment. They believe that the ultimate purpose underlying prayer is self-transformation. Jews have developed several different philosophies relating to prayer. Some contend that the objective of prayer entails helping the petitioner focus upon God through meditative contemplation. Others argue that the main intent of prayer involved developing certain attitudes in the person making the petitions. Advocates of Kabbalism, Jewish mysticism, Kabbalists posit that prayer affects the very fabric of reality itself, in a sense, recreating the universe. Whenever a Jew prays, he can employ any language that he understands. An exception exists with regard to the priestly blessing, found in the 6th chapter of Numbers, which Aaron pronounced. That petition must remain in Hebrew. A Jew does not even have to recite the basic affirmation of Jewish faith in Hebrew, that basic affirmation known as the Shema Israel, taken from its first words, meaning "Hear, O Israel." Most Eastern European synagogues use Hebrew when Jews pray. They regard that Hebrew language as Lashon HaKodesh, the Holy Tongue. These Jews rarely speak Hebrew in public, that is to say, apart from those Jews living in Israel. The medieval Jewish commentator Maimonides wrote that, until the Babylonian exile, individual Jews wrote their own prayers. Thereafter, he continued, their religious leaders wrote the prayers, since they, the religious leaders, deemed the common people too unlearned to continue writing their own prayers. Modern Jewish prayer has its beginnings around AD 70, after the destruction of the temple. Jewish sages developed a liturgy which included reciting the affirmation, the Shema Israel, twice a day. They also created the Amidah, a series of 18 prayers collectively known as the Shemona Esrei, which is the Hebrew equivalent of the number 18. Orthodox Judaism mandates that its adherents pray three times a day during the weekdays. They make an exception for the Sabbath, when they decree that Jews ought to pray four times a day. Perhaps this practice derived from the 55th Psalm, where the writer exclaimed, quote, "Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud," unquote. As mentioned earlier, Jews regard prayer as one of the integral pillars of their faith. By prayer, they maintain their contact with God. And by prayer, they have a connection with the eternal. By this means, Jewish people maintain their relationship with God. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast about Jewish life and practice.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.